Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's a new week. We were at IR Country Festival in Austin, Texas. We just got home yesterday. We've been gone a long time. Heck, I was in Dallas and then Austin, ACMs. And so we're all probably tired today. Just letting everybody know.
I'm tired.
Just giving you a heads up. No, that's sleepy. There's a difference in sleepy and tired.
Worn out.
Sleepy is if you're like, Tired is if you're just exhausted.
You can be both.
You can be both, but they are not the same.
Okay.
You can be sleepy and tired, but you can be tired without being sleepy, and you can be sleepy without being tired.
Wow, okay, that's a lot.
I didn't even know. All right, morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. So here's what I'm going to ask you guys. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. What was the hometown scandal of your childhood? You know, on Monday, we kind of do the big Monday question and go around the room. Think about that. What was the most dramatic? I'll go first. I don't normally go first. Okay. But what was the most dramatic hometown scandal? We had a teacher, an art teacher, that was accused of hooking up with students. And we all kind of believed it, but it was never proven true. And all of a sudden, one day, he was gone. And
where'd he go?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him since.
Weird.
But that was the big scandal, is that he was caught and then they made him leave, but I never heard from him. Who knows where he went? His name was, yeah, right. But Mountain Pine, Arkansas, that's a pretty big deal that happened there, was art teacher hooking up with students, allegedly. So that was the scandal in my hometown when I was a kid. Amy, anything happened where you're from?
Morbid. Mine's morbid.
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
It depends.
Okay, well, it would probably be, I'm from Austin, the yogurt shop murders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a big one. And being from a bigger city, there's actually more that, you know, you have more people, more years, more, I mean, wait, 700 people. You have a million, but that was a massive one.
Yeah. They worked at TCBY. It was just so terrible and sad.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. I would say, at my high school, this dude, he brought a gun to school and he was showing it off in English class. And it went off.
The gun fired.
Boom. Mm. And it went, and a bullet went through Anna's leg. And he jumped through that gun in his backpack. He took off, stole a car, wrecked it, tried to steal another car, and then he got arrested.
And his intention was
he
just
was just
to
showing
show
it off. He was just
gun.
Like, cool, man, look at me. I got this gun. Like, he wasn't trying to scare anybody or use it. And
dang,
boom.
That is crazy.
And then they come over the announcements, you know, the speakers, and they said, all right, there's been an incident in the English wing. Don't go to the English wing. Okay. Everybody went to the English wing, and they had to bring the stretcher up, and Anna went out on a stretcher.
Luckily, she only got shot in the leg.
Yeah, it went right through her leg, though. Boom.
Dang.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Very fortunate that nobody else got hit with that in a bad spot. Eddie?
In high school, we almost got stripped of our district championship trophy because we were accused of bringing in other players from different parts of the state. And we were really doing it. I knew a couple guys. I knew a couple guys that had those fake mailboxes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Two dudes.
Were you guys good?
Real good. Undefeated.
See, and, you cheated?
They cheated. The team cheated. And then they had done investigation, but the investigation took too long, so they never caught anyone.
Oh, man. This is like Friday Night Lights.
Exactly like Friday Night Lights.
I feel like, and I didn't run this by him, I feel like Scuba Steve would have a good story. He's always got randomly good stories. Was there in your hometown, Scuba Steve, any sort of crazy drama that you think about when I ask that question?
I have a couple. The one that comes to mind first is in middle school. There's this kid that always had a lot of money, and he would found out later it was counterfeit money, but he'd take these $50 bills and buy lunch every single day and get the change. And then one day the Fed showed up to school, these guys all in black suits, and they grabbed the guy, brought him into some corner room, never seen him ever again ever since.
Wow.
Long gone.
He was making money.
Yeah, money. And then we had another kid that got kidnapped, and so we were all on Unsolved Mysteries because of that. We had to look at reenactment scenes and stuff. I was in kindergarten.
They ever solve it?
No, the kid, his dad took him, and we never saw him or the dad ever again.
Was the kid alive?
I don't know.
We need a follow-up on that.
Dang. Hey, Ray, did you have one at your home?
Yeah, mine was, we had an exchange student came, and she lived with us, and she had a boyfriend, and he drove by our house one time and shot at us. And so they investigated it. I think he went to jail. And probably for a month, we had to have interviews with cops every day.
What?
Every day?
I don't know. It was crazy investigation. So it was me, my brother, my sister. We all had to keep getting pulled out of class. Neighbor girl.
Every day.
It was a long investigation for whatever reason because the guy, there's no video of anything. It was just our word against his. And it got him expelled. Pretty sure he went to jail.
Every day. All right, there you go. See, look at that. A little exercise.
That was cool.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. I was a huge fan of your book, Fail Until You Don't. It inspired me to start my own tech business. It's been going for 4 years and very strong until recently. Unfortunately, I had to let go of 3 of my employees. We're a small company, so they feel like family. Luckily, I was able to help them with leads on other jobs, so I feel like they're going to be okay. It made me wonder, what do you think each member of the show would do if one day the show came to an end? And if you had to make a difficult decision, how would they all survive? Amy, you?
How would we provide for ourselves?
Yeah, you can't do radio. You're out of here.
Oh, no. Can I do radio somewhere else?
No, I just said you can't do radio. You're
dang.
Out of here. Sorry,
I guess
Amy.
I'm going to pursue my acting career.
Nobody said you have to provide.
You got
to
pay the bills.
She can't provide to an acting fund?
No, it's hard for anybody to.
I agree. So let me think about it. If I can't do radio, okay, I feel like I have certain things I've been working on where I might be able to speak on them with my life experiences and going through hardship and adoption and fertility, and maybe I would hit the speaking circuit.
Mm-hmm. Eddie?
Oh, this is easy, man. I'd start the taco truck. And I would start easy. I'd go to the farm to market, a little tent, start my tacos there. Next thing you know, dude, I'm all over the world. You know what I mean?
Next thing you know, like those biopics where they're like, well, we're Queen. We just joined together as a band. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Our 7th number one.
It'll take a few years.
Taco truck, Eddie. Lunchbox.
Reality TV. So what you do is you get on one reality show and then boom, you start getting on the other ones. Like the challenge now is taking people from Survivor, The Amazing Race, Big Brother. So I hit Survivor or Big Brother, one of those shows, then I get on the challenge and boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know.
But how would you get on now? Because you're way older now.
Well, yeah, they put older people on. They have the token old person.
Mm-hmm.
Go for your dreams, Lunchbox.
You just got to make,
asking what your angle
is. You make an impact. Like that's what I'm saying. Like on Survivor, the older person.
It's not what you're going to do on the show. It's how do you get on the show?
I'm the older person. That's what I'm saying is they have one older person. So you have to stick out amongst all the older people that are applying. And then I get on there and then boom, I win over the hearts of America. Reality people say, oh, I want him on the challenge. Boom, I'm on the challenge. Then I'm on the world championships, the challenge. And then, you want to come on the Amazing Race? Yeah, I'll come on the Amazing Race.
You're 70
boom.
By then.
Exactly. Boom. Okay. That easy.
I like it.
Just like that.
I mean, honestly, I probably have to sell my house.
Now Amy's getting sad.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, no. Yeah, what are you going to do to make money?
Hello, was this not on?
You ain't making money.
You make money.
not really.
Stop. You're telling me.
If you're going to do a Yes, I can tell you exactly how it goes. No. I've done them. If you want to go and do a show like, let's say, Survivor, they're going to give you a small stipend, but there ain't no money unless you win.
Okay. So you're telling me when you go back on these shows, like if you're CT or Bananas or
Yeah, but
Moral,
I'm talking about like for like the 2 years after you
West.
Go to do the show and they hold the show and they're editing the show, there's a long time before it comes out.
Yes, I understand. But if you're on in multiple seasons of the challenge, you're getting money.
Yeah, I'm talking
like
about
Nani.
The first,
you're telling me
I'm
she's
talking about
not,
the first couple seat, the first couple years.
You got to eat.
Do you have a big savings account?
No. That like all hustle and bustle.
Yeah, I think you get on a reality show.
Yeah.
Okay, you.
Oh yeah, Bones. What would you do?
Probably NFL.
No radio.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't need this.
NFL, like commentating.
No, playing, Amy.
I'm training every day.
Okay, and then when I said I'd be an actress, I got...
Well, the thing is, I'm really kidding about the NFL.
And you were being serious
about
being an actress.
Serious as you possibly be.
I was just thinking of something that I'm actually working on that I could do, but I get it. I wouldn't make any money.
I'd do nothing.
What do you mean? You do nothing.
I just chill. I just start playing golf. Well, I'm good. I'll retire.
That'd be fine.
For like 4 days, then you know I'm back. All right, thank you. That's Patrick in California. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Amy's received another sign from God, everybody.
Oh,
I'm on the right path.
It's all signs all the time. Yeah. If there was like a sign network, Amy'd have all the programming.
Because I'm asking.
Because it's a new sign all the time. It's a tennis ball on the foot. Mm-hmm. It's a bird.
Ask and you shall receive.
Or ask and then you look for it somewhere and then it happens. But so what were you looking for specifically? What about what?
So my acting coach and I have been talking about me challenging myself and signing up for improv classes. Something that's been in discussion, but I've been putting it off. And it's not for me to try to be a comedian or anything like that. It's more so to just put myself in an uncomfortable situation and prove to myself that I can do it. And
I would say this is improv every single day. There's no script.
That's true.
It's always and then on this show.
Yeah. Well, I know y'all.
Oh, true. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I have been putting it off, but I got out of an acting class or a coaching session, and we had just been talking about it.
Okay.
Who do I see?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, Conan.
On
Bill Murray.
Amy Poehler.
The sidewalk.
Oh.
Outside.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, walking, that's a good one.
Down the street.
Here. Chip Esten. From whose line is it anyway?
Okay, he's the improv guy.
Yeah, who was it?
Yeah. Okay, so I actually follow her on Instagram, and she's a comedian. Her name's Danae Hayes. And she's got...
Why'd you do your head like that?
She's got...
No one's ever heard of her.
Yes, she has like 2 million followers on TikTok.
I didn't say that. Anybody, don't come at me for that.
Danae
Luke Bryan and did a skit with her and Caroline for their Christmas pranks.
I'm not saying anything about her. I just saw Lunchbox throw his head back, and I didn't know what he was doing. Okay, Danae Hayes. Go ahead.
She is so funny. She's from Alabama. I love her stuff. Like, she makes me laugh. The crazy thing is, I wasn't sure in town where to sign up for an improv class. What are the best places? And so I'm leaving acting coach class or whatever. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And then what is right in front of me? A comedian. And so I just introduced myself like, I follow you on Instagram. And turns out when she lived in Alabama, she played softball at Bama. Anyway, she's from there too, but she used to listen to the show when she lived in Alabama, and now she's here. And she gave me the name of an improv place. She was like, you need to go. I think it's called like Third Coast Comedy. She's like, I know the owner or somebody that works there. She's like, I'll hook you up. Da, da, da. And I'm like, this is so great. Now I feel comfortable about selecting the right place for me. And I got it from someone who's in that space. And it solidified that I'm doing it. That's my next thing I need to go do is sign up for improv.
I think you wanted to do it anyway, and you could have.
No, dude, that's a sign.
Right.
I mean, God put a comedian in front of her.
You think.
Or put me in front of the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
By the way, she has 2.5 million on TikTok and 290,000 on Instagram, so she's pretty well known. Yeah.
Yep. And she's funny. And she gave me an improv rec. And I happen to run into her just as I'm...
I hear you. Oh, I heard it.
But what?
That's crazy, Amy.
I've never run into... I could have run into her another day where improv wasn't top of mind because I hadn't just left a... You know? Mm-hmm. Do you see this? Do you see how the synchronicity here? Mm-hmm. If this isn't a sign, I don't know what it is.
Pretty cool coincidence.
Okay, you want to call it that.
You won't call it a sign, Bones?
Nah. Eddie, that's what they say.
I mean, that's a sign.
Does she live near that place? Do you know? Where you were?
I think so. I didn't ask her.
How are your acting classes going, by the way?
They're good.
Are you auditioning for anything?
We talked about that, and I told her that I was feeling a little bit... like a lie that had popped into my head was, I can't believe I haven't auditioned for anything yet, and the year's almost up. And it's like, we're not even halfway through the year.
And also, who cares about where it is in a year, in a calendar?
I know.
Yeah.
So I just voiced this to her, and she reminded me, no, you are still showing up. You've been consistent, and that's all that you can do right now. And the right things will pop up for you, or we'll come across the right things.
If you just wait for signs, you're never going to get crap done.
No, you work. I'm showing up. I'm not just sitting back waiting for signs. She was encouraging me, letting me know that I've been consistent and I've been showing up for myself and I'm putting in the work, and that the right opportunity will come that I can audition for. I'm not waiting for it to just come to me. I'm going to go put in the work.
Why don't you go search it out?
I can do that too. And that's what I was expressing to her. Like, I'm ready to start.
What roles do you want you
doing
think?
That? Well,
what could you be?
I told her that I was recently picturing myself as a mom. Like do you ever watch Young Sheldon?
Mm-hmm.
Love that show. I love the mom on there a lot. And so I'm like, I could see myself being a mom role like that. And also, been watching Succession, and I'm like, I feel like I could also be.
Shows on all TV. I like that. Big dreams.
I could also
big dreams,
be.
Big things happen.
I'm not saying I have to be on one of these big shows. My coach was actually encouraging me. She goes, there's a lot of indie projects that are going on all around that you can.
Absolutely.
That's a great place to get involved and work your craft and meet people. So I'm not. I'm just saying these are shows that I watch where I look at the characters and I'm like, could I pull that off? And I sometimes look in the mirror and I try to be that character. But that's just me working on it.
Fight scenes, nude scenes. Can you do them?
I No.
No fight scenes? Well,
I would have to train to fight and then no.
You wouldn't do
to
the what other. About just butt?
No.
I top don't. Of the butt crack no. and all back.
No.
Amy, they need a lot of that.
They can use
mom's party too. That's right.
I got young Sheldon's mom's not doing that. Yeah, she is you're very young into the church.
Yeah. Okay, look, I think it's great that you're still working towards it.
Right. Thank
you're
you.
Going to class every. You're showing up, going to class every week. I think that's pretty cool. You saw, but I don't see Dierks Bentley walking down the road and be like, "I'm supposed to be a country music star."
That's not okay.
that's different.
That's no. The thing that would happen with that, which I'm pretty sure Dierks probably believes in this, it would be like if someone was thinking about maybe flying an airplane like Dierks or whatever.
And they see him and they go, "I should be a pilot."
No. Stop. Or look at him. He went out and did it.
Okay, I'm jealous. Let me say this. Okay. I'm jealous of you and Eddie because I wish I believed.
Because it wasn't it.
I'm super cynical, obviously. I wish I believed like you did blindly. I just believe, doesn't matter what the crap I see, what the crap I hear, I just have to go find it, get a drill into it and do the work.
Here's the thing though. How long did you talk to your sign? Sounds like you talked to her for a long time.
Me?
Yeah, did you hold her for too long?
No, I tried to.
Like, if God sends you a sign, let's not hold her up for 30 minutes.
So, what if you just see her and be like, that's the sign? And she keeps walking and
there
never
you
knows.
Go.
No. I was respectful of her time.
Yeah.
I did not hold her up too long, I don't think.
Did you tell her you worked?
I should ask her.
Did you tell her you worked on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how she told me she listened to the show and when she lived
she
in Alabama.
Anymore?
I don't know if when she moved, her schedule, because a lot of people, it just depends on when they're in their car or
podcast
whatever.
Podcast, you know?
Oh, yeah, I should tell her that. Yeah, it's not like I should. You think I'm going to say, well, you know, we have podcasts.
Well, good luck, Amy. We're proud of you. Keep pushing forward. And if a sign makes you feel better, good for you.
Yeah, and I do want to clarify that, yes, I get that you're saying you just put in the work, drill in, whatever.
That's me. I don't believe in signs, though.
Okay, but
here's my sign. The sign says, go to work this direction and I'll follow it.
Right. But I'm just clarifying because I don't want it to be misunderstood that I'm not working.
Yeah.
Like
Lunchbox, are you still going to acting classes?
I don't go. I do them online.
But that's still a thing.
Yeah.
You still do them?
Yeah. I haven't been doing them as much lately. I've been busy with kids and life and the class hadn't been meeting on the reg, but that's regular.
Don't, you know, take hours long naps?
Yeah, I do. But then.
Would you give that up for acting class at the same time?
Oof. It'd be tough. Yeah, it would be a tough debate. But, I mean, usually ours is at night, and sometimes, you know, with the kids, it gets kind of crazy, so I have to miss the class. Just, we don't do it in the middle of the day because people are at work.
Got it. Okay, well, good luck.
Yeah,
you feel like Amy surpassed you in the acting?
No.
Like, no.
She's just getting money taken from her. She ain't doing anything. She just said she hadn't auditioned for anything.
Have you? Yet.
Yeah, I was in stuff.
What?
Bad Out of Hell.
She was in an HBO movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, literally, she was in an HBO movie where she had lines.
Never saw it.
Multiple
Okay,
lines.
Well, she didn't see in Bad Out of Hell where he had no lines on stage that was played, that was canceled.
But also, it made me think about how that listener called in with the indie film and offered Lunchbox that role, right?
Yeah, he should have taken it. If you come to Ohio, you can be in it. And he's like,
I'm a star. I don't go to indie.
Anyway, I'm just saying, it's like a stepping stone.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being here.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Spencer Bosley has been mowing lawns since he was in sixth grade. I mean, just making a little money here, a little money there. Then eventually, he went to college. He kept doing it. He paid for his college. He started his own business. Now he owns a legit lawn mowing business. Now, he saw, like, somebody else doing, like, free lawn services and putting it online. He said, hey, I can do this. So he started a YouTube channel where once a month he finds a yard in any neighborhood that looks like, ooh, that hasn't been cut in a while. He cuts it for free, posts a little video, and then people just kind of, like, keep following it. One of them, he was a veteran. He posted the video, and they ended up doing $10,000 of crowdfunding for the veteran because he just wasn't able to do the lawn and do other things. So he's done a lot of good because he started that YouTube channel.
I just encourage him. Is his name in that article you said?
Spencer Bosley.
Spencer, it's Bobby here. I hope you're listening. Be careful. People got a lot of guns now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mowing,
just show up.
Yeah, I'm mowing somebody's yard. I'm checking on them.
No, he knocks on their door. Okay. Does a kind of visit like
just
that.
Making sure. Random mowings might get you in trouble these days. But that's great. And I like it. And I read another part, too, where he does try to find people like veterans or older folks that can't mow at all.
Exactly.
Like that. So that's great. It's him doing already what he does, but putting some time and effort into helping folks that need the help. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
My favorite PhD in antique appraising. My favorite of all the PhDs in antique appraising.
Thank you.
That's right. Dr. Lori, how the heck are you?
How the heck are you? You're the busy, busy one running everywhere. You're everywhere. You're so good.
That's because I'm not good and I just got to keep running, Dr. Lori. Do you travel a lot and do shows where people just bring you stuff and say, how much is this worth? And do they leave disappointed or happy if you had to pick? Because everybody's got something that they think's worth a lot of money.
Some years ago, I came up with the, I'll break some hearts, I'll make some millionaires. And that's really true. Some people are happy and some people are like, oh my gosh, really? You know, so, yeah.
Have you ever found something worth $1 million?
Yes, multi-millions, yes.
Oh my
a
God.
Few things, actually.
What? I must know.
Yeah. Tiffany lamp, floor lamp, big. Impressionist painting by Renoir.
What?
Yeah. It's serious. Let's see. What else was there? And people drive. You know, people are drivers. You know that. You know, so they'll drive. Like I was appearing in Virginia, and this person with the Renoir painting, who everybody said wasn't the real deal, drove from Rhode Island to make sure I saw it. So that's maybe 10 hours. So that was a driver. But a lot of cool stuff and great American stories, you know, because I tour mainly nationally, and fantastic stories of people who have found wonderful things. And I talk about, you know, all different ones. The same ones tend to come to my mind, like the moon boot from Apollo 13 that went to the moon with Apollo 13. That came up one of my events.
How much?
Washington. That was about $10,000. It was only the left had already been sold. That was kind of cool. George Washington's wallet, the wallet that George Washington had on his person when he crossed the Delaware, that was owned by, you know, the typical sort of two little old ladies You know, that was a fantastic piece of American history. It came into one of my events when I was doing an event at a senior center.
How do you prove, though, that's Washington's wallet? Is a picture of his kid in there or what?
Well, there are a couple of things that were identifying marks, not only a monogram, but also a Freemason's symbol. And the interior, it was known that he would commission pieces from this bindery near Cambridge, England. And it had this, what's called a marbleizing interior. And it was traced through the provenance of these women's family going back to Washington. So they were related. So that's how that actually worked out. It was serious. That was serious. So I've seen some fantastic pieces and I've seen some cool stuff, you know, more contemporary, cool stuff like Barbies and Pokemon cards and, Fred Flintstone animation cells and such like that.
So we're going to get to Eddie's stuff because Eddie's the one who's requested this meeting with Dr. Laurie because he thinks he has very cool stuff himself. But one final question for me just on this subject. Has anyone brought you anything where they were for sure this thing is worth tens of twenties of $50,000 and you're like, bro, that ain't even – that's a nickel.
Yeah, like wah, wah. Yes. It was a ball canning jar about this big. By, of course, the Ball Canning Company. Everybody knows it. You know, you can the peaches in it every year, this kind of deal. And they brought it in, and on the front of it, it said Ball 1858. And I explained what the jar was. It was a glass jar, and I said it's worth about $8. And this man screamed at me from in the rafters of this theater, screaming that I was wrong, and it was really valuable, and it was very old. And I said, it's not from 1858. All of them say 1858 on it. So he was mad. He was mad. But hey, like I said, you break some hearts, you make some millionaires.
Let me say this about Dr. Laurie. You can see her on the new Netflix series, The King of Collectibles. Has it popped up for you guys?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so it's produced by Peyton Manning. It's up now on Netflix. And she's doing there what she does here. It's her expertise on history, background, and the value of, well, today's hot collectibles. That you're making it once you're in a Netflix show, Dr. Laurie.
Well, thanks. Let's hope after 25 years I'm making it. But it's a lot of fun. It's a great show. There's some cool things and some cool collectors, you know, Drake and Mike Tyson and Peyton Manning and a lot of folks who are showing you their collections, but also to see what, you know, you might have hiding in the basement. So that's where I come in. And of course, with Robbie Davis Sr. and Jr., they're nice guys too. And Ken Golden and the whole crew at Golden's Auctions. It's been a great time, and I think the show's going to have a long lifespan, I hope. And I've enjoyed contributing to it. So,
well, let's get to the show.
Let's
get to the money. Eddie, so what happened with you where you thought you had something?
Okay, so, I mean, it goes back to the conversation we were having about not having a retirement. And
you, by the way, Dr. Laurie, just so you know the basis of this, Eddie always talks about he can't wait to retire. It's his dream in life to retire. And I said, well, how much do you have in like your 401k? Because our company does that. And he's like, none. I said, well, how much do you have saved? He goes, none. So he wants to retire, yet he's put no money back for retirement. And so that made him, I guess, go dig for stuff.
Down to the basement, like Dr. Laurie said.
Got it.
Okay. Well, not a bad idea. A lot of people have this same agenda, you know, because it's hard to save for retirement. But there can be, you know, I've seen fabulous things come out of the attic rafters. So what have you got?
Okay, so I have a memory box that I've had since I moved out of my house when I was 19 years old.
You've had a memory box?
A memory box. And it's come with me from my hometown in South Texas. I moved it to college, to my first house, my second. I got married. I got four kids now. I still have that box.
Well, that's why you don't have a retirement. You got four kids.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. That's what I've been trying to tell them.
But he also golfs and gambles.
So does everyone else.
Okay. I didn't know that part.
Go ahead.
But he has four kids, you know.
So I dug in the memory box and I was like, oh my gosh, I found some good stuff. She's talking about that ball, you know, jar or whatever that somebody yelled at her about. But I have old bottles. And these are like from the Thomas Edison days.
Okay, can I pull one up, Dr. Laurie?
Okay.
So there's a really small one here. It says Eiffel Tower fruit juices. It is probably 5 inches tall. It's a see-through glass. It's a clear one here. So what do you think about this one?
Hey, Bobby, does the glass have a little bit of like a tinge of gray or a tinge of purple?
I'm pretty colorblind, but yes. I would say it has a little bit. Would you guys say it has a tinge of purple?
Yeah, or blue.
Yeah. That typically indicates that there's a little bit of lead content in it. And lead content is very typical with glass making, particularly in the early part of the 20th century. Here's what they look for. They look for a seam. They look for a particular type of top, which that particular bottle has. And they also look for famous manufacturers. And usually the name is going to be right in the bottle. It's going to be different from other colored bottles, which we also see here in this memory box collection of Eddie's. And I would say value on that bottle is going to be about $15. So that's like 30 seconds of your retirement.
Hey, hey, that's okay. That's a start. Okay.
Eddie.
I mean, I thought it'd be like hundreds. I really did.
Okay. We have four bottles in total.
That's right.
So let's do another bottle.
Okay.
This one is a little more round. It's a little more, which that's blue or green.
Yes,
or something.
More blue.
Look at that color.
A little more blue. And on it says, why'd you bring all bottles? Like,
I had lots of bottles in the memory box.
I know. Did you just grab them?
No. I've had them since I was like 15 years old. No, but I'm saying,
do you think they're worth something?
Yeah, they're old. It has to be worth something.
Okay. Well, my grandma.
Wait. So you dug them up in South Texas? Is that the deal?
No.
When you were a kid?
I'll be honest with you, Dr. Laura. I don't know how I got these, but they were in my room when I was growing up. So I just took them with me.
They just showed up.
This says Rumford Chemical Works. What do you think about this one, Dr. Laura? Eddie thinks it's very worthwhile.
Blue bottles usually relate to apothecary. So usually they had some kind of drug or some kind of chemical in them. So be careful around them. Don't stick your finger down into it kind of deal. But that can be more valuable, a little bit more. So instead of 30 seconds for your retirement, you're probably looking at 2.5 minutes. That's about $50.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So far you're at $65.
I'm shocked. That's good.
We have two more bottles.
Doing the math.
More bottles?
I know, dude. It's like.
Hold on. One more bottle.
No, you have two bottles.
Jeez. Oh, got two more left?
Is that a bottle or a vase?
That's a bottle.
Okay,
here
we go.
That's a bottle, darling.
This bottle is a little bigger, it's clear. Nathan Wood and Son, proprietors, Portland, Maine.
Okay, also apothecary bottle. Notice it has a long body and a short neck. And that's typically an apothecary bottle that they're going to mix some kind of chemical together. I would say value on that bottle. And there's no chips on the top of these bottles, right? Because they would use a cork.
Mint condition.
Okay, big condition. About. Okay, thank you, Bobby. Value on that bottle is about $50. Bobby, whoa!
That's amazing.
$115.
Let's go.
Bobby, do you not care about bottles? Are you just like, why bottles?
Well, it's like they're glass bottles. Like, who gives a crap?
They're old.
There's a lot of them out there, which is why the values are kind of low.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so far, Eddie, your most prized possessions, you have $115.
So I have a question about the $115. Wow. Like, I get that that's the value, but is Eddie going to be able to sell these to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, Amy. There's a lot of them out there, so a lot of people are trying to sell them, but that's the value, and it's based on retail sales records that a similar bottle like that has sold recently.
Where would you sell it, though?
You can sell them, but that's a smart question.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, but where would you sell them?
Yeah, probably eBay. With everybody else.
Okay.
You know, if you put them on like Facebook Marketplace, typically people want them for like nothing. Oh, I'll take them off your hands like they're doing you a favor.
I know a guy that does eBay business.
That's me.
Yeah. We'll sell it. Yeah. Okay. Here's what we have. Dr. Lori's
a lot of people do an eBay business.
We're going to come back in a second and we're going to do the big bottle.
Okay.
And the one that Eddie says is his money maker because it's literally money. It's some.
Oh, yeah. How would you describe that, Bones?
Well, there's an American Indian on the front, there's a buffalo. I don't know. It's a big old fat coin that looks like it could be worth something.
Come on.
His two big money makers. He thinks these two could be worth $1,000. Okay.
Wow.
We're going to come back with Dr. Lori and Eddie next. Hold on 1 second. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
Eddie, it's time for the big two.
Come on.
Dr. Lori is on. She's about to appraise the crap out of a couple things. Now, Eddie brought in these old bottles he thought were worth a whole lot of money. So far, I will say, for three bottles, $115 total, that's pretty good.
It doesn't look like much.
Yeah, but I think you thought you were going to get a lot more, but that's okay.
Well, here, let me just tell you where my mind's shifting now. Now, whatever I make today, I am going to put that in my 401k. And I'm starting my retirement today.
Okay, well, you have $115 so far.
That's a start.
But it's time for the two, dos, trois money makers.
Come on!
All right, Eddie thinks he can make $1,000 out of this. Okay, Dr. Lori, so I'm going to put your PhD skills to use here. This looks like a green bottle to me. I don't know what the heck this is, but it's bigger than all the other ones.
Okay, and there's no marking on that bottle, correct?
Nothing.
Yeah, it says F. Kepler. Wait. On the top, it says Kepler.
Green bottles and brown bottles are trying to prevent the light to get to the chemical. That chemical was probably, in fact, in liquid form. So usually when they have bottles like that, you're trying to make sure that they don't get the sunlight to go through them when they're sitting up on a shelf, usually in a pharmacy type of environment. Mm-hmm. Would you say that that bottle is 6 inches tall or about 8 inches tall?
Well, hold on.
That's
okay.
What?
Stop.
Interesting way of measuring.
What? I just lowered it.
It's just getting the tape measured.
Yes. I would say it's about 8 inches tall.
Okay. So that piece dates to about 1915 to about 1920, and value on it is about $50.
Hey, that's okay. We're adding money up, guys.
Well, you said it was that was a big bottle. I thought that was going to be big, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
What if it had been 6 inches?
Okay. So $45.
Oh. Hey, size matters.
Size does
okay,
matter.
Here we go. The final thing. He wanted me to save this to the very end because he thinks this here alone.
That's going
to
be $1,000.
Could put him through retirement.
Is that heavy, Bobby? Like, does it feel?
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy coin. It's bigger than a quarter.
Bounce that on the table. Listen
scratch.
To
that's
that.
A scratch. Why did it break? It.
Uh-oh. I'm just kidding. I did it right.
Did you say there's a buffalo?
There's on the backside, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Lori, what is this, first of all?
I just want to say, I love your scientific methods, guys.
Yeah.
Bounce it on the table. Listen to what it sounds like. Well, your ear is going to sound different from somebody else's ear. Okay, so it's about the size of a quarter, and it should say 0.999 silver on it.
Yes, it says 999 fine silver.
Wow.
Okay, so let's explain a little bit. First of all, one side has the Native American Indian, the head in profile. The other side has the buffalo, the bison, right, also in profile, typical of coinage made in the early part of the 20th century. This particular piece is actually a silver piece, right? So 925 parts, if it said 0.925, that would mean it's sterling. Yours is better than sterling.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting you very excited.
Yes.
Yeah, we're good.
Then what you have is, of course, the weight of this particular piece, which is almost pure silver, because if it were 0.1000, it would be pure silver.
Dr. Lori, you heard it when he bounced on the table, right?
Yeah, I heard it. I hearing a bounce on the table, yeah. That's not my scientific method. Okay, that's
okay,
yours.
Okay.
So, in terms of appraising, that's going to be a very, you know, low on the totem pole in terms of value. However, this particular piece is almost pure silver.
Cool.
So, one troy ounce of pure silver has a value today of, if you look at the silver markets, about $35.
But wait, how much is the coin?
Wait, no.
The coin is worth about $35.
No. The actual coin.
Yeah, let me do this again.
Did you not hear that?
Did she hear that again?
I heard that again.
Okay.
So what she's saying is basically it doesn't matter what's on the coin. It's just the price of silver.
They actually will create those coins looking like old coins. They're not coins. It's not, of course, legal tender. It just is worth the value of silver. And today's silver market is not all that high. So when the silver market goes up, that piece becomes more valuable. I would hold on to it because it is almost pure silver.
Eddie, it looks like you're a little short of $200.
No, I'm not going to be able to retire today.
Overall. What did you
not today, but someday.
Eddie, I'm not so sure about that. Eddie, what'd you think realistically coming in that you thought all of these bottles and this coin would get you?
Realistically?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would get at least $500. I mean, I wanted to sound exciting, like I'd get thousands, but I mean, the bottles, I didn't think they'd be $1,000 bottles. But if I can get out of here with $500, I was like, this is going to start my road to retirement. I mean, I'll put the $100 in retirement, but this
No, you're going to gamble it. We know you're going to DraftKings if you sell this stuff and you're going to put it on a game.
There are some golf tournaments this weekend.
Yes.
You know, I want to give Eddie his due because, first of all, I did appraise one bottle that actually was worth $60,000.
What did that look like?
Some of these bottles could be that. That bottle I'm talking about goes all the way back to the late 1700s, and it was called a bitters bottle. It was a very elongated bottle, and it was actually used for bitters, which was a type of actual liquid that would be traded in the colonial American time. Your bottles are all too young and very common. Older.
Well, let me say this. Eddie, I know it's a sad day for you.
Yep.
You can take your bottles.
$200 is more than he had, Bobby.
Yeah, put them back in your sweet cherished memory box.
Yeah.
Memory box.
With your butterflies.
I might just keep them here, actually.
Yeah, you know? They'll get stolen for sure. Okay, let me say this about Dr. Lori. Visit our website, drlorivee.com. L-O-R-I, the letter V.com. Follow her on Instagram, at Dr. Lori V. You can watch her on Netflix. And she's just killing it for us. As always, she appraised Mike's Beanie Babies for a couple $1,000. No, Pokemon. I have Beanie Babies.
So you guys both?
More than that crap you have. Yeah. And I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I had Dr. Lori on. One day we'll reveal it. I had her on with me once in my house. And I'm just going to say over $10,000.
Oh, what? My gosh. Crazy.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say any more than that. I said, hey, what's this? I'm just going to say over. It could be a lot more. It could be a little more.
Oh,
something over $10,000 that I didn't know. I was trying to throw it away.
You have all the luck in the world.
I was going to throw it away. And she was like, wouldn't do that if
so
I were you.
So where is it now?
Don't worry about it.
I hate my life.
There's a lot of cool stuff out there. You know, your old toys, your Barbies, this, that, collectibles, mom stuff. You know, I mean, I'm here to help you.
What about Madame Alexander dolls?
Yes, Madame Alexander doll, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
A nickel.
There's lots of value in those.
Okay.
But
that's what I have a lot of.
Well, we got to see them.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Next time, okay?
Next time.
There she is, our friend and yours, Dr. Lori, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Have a great day. It does seem, though, generally, we have a lot of hope. And then Dr. Lori is smart and tells us, you're not as smart as you think.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah.
Because we come in, we're like, this has got to be worth $10 million. And then the next thing you know, it's worth $30.
That's not what I thought.
Eddie's coin, he thought I was going to be worth the whole money.
I thought that was from the Civil War.
And I was rooting for it, too.
That's a Buffalo nickel, man.
Dude,
but it's like five
cool.
times the size.
That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what we say. And guess what? You're still broke. But she did. I took her to my house on camera, and she was like, I'm not going to say, but it was over $10,000. And I was trying to throw it away, and my wife was like, you shouldn't throw that away, I don't think. And then I was like, oh. And then it was over.
Yeah. Wait. Is it a bottle?
It is actually, yeah.
Can you imagine?
So what happened to you guys?
My daughter got. So she was returning something so that she could have the cash back, the money. She decided she didn't want the shorts. Well, she goes to the store, and I thought how they handled it was brilliant because they said, oh, okay, well, we can go ahead and give you cash back, or if you want me to put it on a gift card to here to use at a later time, we'll add $15 to it.
So if the shorts cost $30, you take them back, they're either going to give you $30 in cash or $45 in gift card for the play. Give me the gift card.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I'll go sell it for $35.
Ooh.
And they got 10, and I made $5.
Yeah. I didn't think about the reselling it part, but it's just like, wow, they know how to make you keep your money there because now they're not out. They're not out that $30 they were going to give. And now they brought you back in. You're probably going to spend that $45 and then some.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they smart. Do it.
What did your daughter do?
She took the gift card, of course.
I thought she sold it at school.
Oh.
Hey, if I know her, she went and sold that thing at school for more.
Okay. She would do that.
Yeah. Now I need to follow up with her on that.
That's pretty good.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, I want to do a round of ridiculous questions with you and see how you answer them.
Go.
Is cereal soup?
Yeah, duh. There's liquid and there's food in it. Just because it's not warm with vegetables or meat. Yes.
Which cereal is soup.
It's soup. No, because you can have cold soup.
I don't agree with you.
My answer is yes, even though it's controversial. Go ahead.
Can you smell air?
Well, is there something in the air? Or just general air? Because yes, I can smell air.
But what if Lunchbox farts in the air?
I can smell that.
Exactly.
Then the answer is...
Are you smelling the stuff in the air or the air?
Okay, can you smell regular air? No. You can't smell regular air, but if there's something in the air, yeah. The answer is no to that then. No.
Does pizza taste better in a square or a circle?
Well, we have a romantic version of squared pizza because of when we were in elementary school and they would cut it and it was a simpler time. So I think we go square because we didn't have life's heavy backpack of stresses on us.
Wow, that's deep.
So
I just went way back. Yeah.
I think in reality, obviously, it's, you know, Pizza Hut, pizza, like where, or maybe have a place that makes good pizza too. But it's a triangle. We just remember the times when it was square and those times felt better. But the answer is triangle.
I don't think I like square still, but now you've got me thinking like why I like it. It must be from my childhood.
Hey, I didn't mean to go so deep on you, but it happens.
I'm going to talk to my therapist about that one. Okay, I have phrases you should not use during an argument. So take notes the next time, you know.
I hate you.
Something comes up.
Oh, you're ugly.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You're a stupid idiot.
Absolutes are very important to stay away from.
I do those all the time.
Always.
Yeah, I do those all the time.
You never.
I hate me for that, but I do all the time.
Okay, but you
always do this.
But you can practice not doing it.
I like it. Makes me win.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe we shouldn't be together.
Oh, never.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be like, okay.
She calls her
mom. Yo, no, I would never. I would never. Because she's strong enough to be like, okay, well, if that's how you feel, cool. Deuces. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that one.
If you loved me, you would.
No, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. You need to calm down.
Yep, do that my whole time. I do that one in a lot of places.
That doesn't really make him calm down, does it?
You know, relax or calm down. Neither one really do the job.
My ex never was.
No,
oh my goodness.
Nope.
You should do this.
Well, yeah. You should rub my feet. I just rub your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And then
what's wrong with that one?
And then lastly,
I love my feet being rubbed.
No one will ever love you as much as I do. But I don't know why that's bad.
I like that.
But I guess
it depends the tone. Watch this. Hey, you can try that. You can go somewhere else, but no one will ever love you as much as I do.
Okay.
So good luck being out there alone.
Bad. Wow.
Or, hey, no one will ever love you as much as I do. You want the second one.
That was creepy.
You don't want the first one.
Okay. That's amazing how you really made us feel those.
Yeah, you want that?
Yeah, that was weird, man.
Okay, so music makes people feel more confident with their bodies, especially from certain artists. You ready for the list?
These are the artists that are going to make me feel the most comfortable?
Yeah, someone, I don't know if they did this for free voluntarily or they spent money on a study, but someone studied how music affects people's confidence.
Drake, number one.
Well, they did different genres, but I pulled the country.
Drake. number one. Go ahead.
Country version. Mm-hmm.
The top five country artists.
Big and rich. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Ooh, that's good.
No, these are the top five country artists that make people feel the most confident. And it's Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, and Toby Keith.
Yeah, they just pick people. You never convinced me they didn't just put names in a hat or do random country artist generator.
No, it says their results are based on searches and playlists, which supposedly reflect positive body image.
Yeah, again, I'll stand by it. They just randomly put some names in there. There's not one time I was singing Two Black Cadillacs and felt good about my abs. Not one time.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Bus driver shortage is everywhere. And in this one town in Iowa, the superintendent was like, all right, I'm asking for help, but let me give help. So the superintendent for the last 8 years secured a grant to train new bus drivers. So then he goes, I'm going to go take the training. I'm going to take the training. And then if it's a dire situation, I'll hop in and I'll drive the bus. So he did. He went and trained, got himself a bus license. I was like, well, I'm asking for help, so let me just use it. And that's what he did. He just started driving kids. He picked up a route.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so district employees were super surprised and appreciative. And he's like, look, I'm nervous about this, but I can't sit here and ask for all the help if I ain't trying to give the help. Which, by the way, and this is a great story. I'm going to get back to that's what it's all about in a second. But here in town, there was that 14-year-old who was arrested for stealing the school bus.
Saw that.
And leading police on a chase on the interstate.
What?
Yeah, teenage boy's facing numerous charges. It's not telling me something good, but he...
It's related.
Well, I'm saying if he did a good job driving, maybe get him a license when he gets out.
Oh, there we go.
He can pay it back by driving kids around. Just before 4 p.m., the boy hit the diesel fuel pump at Casey's Market.
Oh, man.
He took the school bus from Kipp College Prep. They followed him on the interstate, 65 miles an hour. They deployed the spike strip.
Oh no.
Wow.
Authorities ran up to the bus, broke the glass on the door. The kid was still trying to drive off at the bus. They got him in juvie. WKRN has that story. Mm-hmm. But remember, catch me if you can.
Oh, that's right. He was a doctor.
Well, he's a lot of things.
Pilot.
Yeah, he did everything trying to fake.
Fraudster.
But now he helps catch other fraudsters. Well, maybe this guy can drive school buses. Okay. I just thought that story was wild. Maybe he's trying to help. Pick up some kids.
I don't think so.
Anyway, shout out to the old superintendent. Davis Idol is his name in Iowa. You're a good superintendent. Extend his contract. You're welcome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.